Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Advanced Macroeconomics: An Easy Guide is a graduate-level macroeconomics textbook by Felipe Campante, Federico Sturzenegger, and Andres Velasco. It is designed to bridge the gap between intermediate macroeconomics and highly technical PhD texts by presenting core modern macroeconomic frameworks in a more accessible style. The book grew out of a master's course and reflects the author's practical experience in policy and academic settings, which gives it a distinctive emphasis on why macroeconomic models matter for real-world decision-making. Rather than treating macro theory as a purely formal exercise, the book connects growth, consumption, investment, fiscal policy, and monetary policy to the tools economists use to analyze them. Its purpose is both pedagogical and applied to help readers understand the logic of dynamic optimization, the structure of modern macro models, and the policy questions those models are built to answer. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, dynamic optimization as the organizing language of modern macroeconomics. A central contribution of the book is its introduction to dynamic optimization, which is the mathematical framework that underlies much of contemporary macroeconomic analysis. Instead of presenting macroeconomics as a collection of disconnected theories, the authors show how intertemporal choice structures decisions about saving, consumption, labor, and investment over time. This matters because macro outcomes are rarely determined by a single period trade-off. Households and firms respond to expectations about the future, and policy effectiveness depends on how agents adjust behavior across time. By placing optimization at the center, the book helps readers understand why variables such as interest rates, expectations, and discounted utility are not technical decoration, but essential ingredients of the discipline. The result is a clearer view of how macro models are built and why they are powerful tools for policy analysis. Secondly, economic growth as the foundation for long-run macro analysis. The book gives substantial attention to growth theory because long-run differences in income, productivity, and living standards are among the most important macroeconomic questions. It uses growth models to explain how capital accumulation, technological progress, and institutional settings shape long-run outcomes across countries. This framework is especially important because it shifts analysis away from short-run fluctuations and toward the forces that determine sustainable development. The treatment also reflects a policy-oriented perspective. Understanding growth helps explain why some economies converge while others remain stuck at low-income levels, and why reforms in institutions, incentives, and investment behavior can matter so much. The book does not treat growth as an isolated topic. Instead, it connects growth models to broader macro debates about development, inequality, and policy design, making clear that long-run performance is inseparable from the incentives and constraints embedded in the economy. Thirdly, consumption, saving, and intertemporal policy trade-offs. Another important theme is the analysis of consumption and saving decisions, which are central to both household behavior and macroeconomic policy. The book uses these choices to illustrate how expectations about future income, interest rates, pensions, and uncertainty affect current spending and asset accumulation. This perspective is important because many policy interventions work through intertemporal channels rather than immediate one-period effects. Pension reform, for example, changes retirement incentives and lifetime resource allocation, while fiscal policy can alter the timing of consumption and saving. By explaining these mechanisms carefully, the book helps readers understand why macroeconomists care about present value calculations, budget constraints, and borrowing limits. The broader insight is that consumption theory is not just about individual choice. It is a foundation for thinking about aggregate demand, household balance sheets, and the transmission of policy across generations and time periods. Fourthly, fiscal and monetary policy through modern macroeconomic frameworks. The book stands out for applying formal macroeconomic tools to policy questions rather than stopping at abstract theory. It covers fiscal and monetary policy as evolving frameworks that must be interpreted through the behavior of households, firms, and governments. This includes how government debt, taxation, inflation, interest rates, and liquidity conditions influence macro stability and welfare. The authors use modern models to show why policy effects can differ depending on expectations, institutional credibility, and the state of the economy. That is especially relevant for debates about monetary transmission, fiscal sustainability, and policy responses in low interest rate or crisis environments. The treatment emphasizes that policy cannot be understood well without a theory of how agents anticipate future actions. This makes the book useful for readers who want to move beyond policy slogans and into the logic of why certain interventions succeed, fail, or generate unintended consequences. Lastly, a bridge between technical rigor and policy relevance. One of the book's defining features is its role as a bridge between standard textbook macroeconomics and the more advanced literature used by researchers and policymakers. It is written to be rigorous without becoming unnecessarily opaque, which is why it is especially valuable for students and practitioners who need conceptual depth but not a PhD-only level of abstraction. The authors draw on experience in academic and policy institutions, and that background shapes the way the book presents models as tools for understanding actual macroeconomic problems. Readers are not only taught how a model works, but why it matters for policy formulation, institutional design, and economic forecasting. This combination is unusual in the macroeconomics textbook market, where many books either simplify too much or become mathematically dense too quickly. The book's approach makes it particularly suitable for advanced undergraduates, master's students, and policy professionals who want a serious but readable guide to modern macroeconomic reasoning. In conclusion, Advanced Macroeconomics and Easy Guide is best suited for readers who already have some economics background and want a serious introduction to modern macroeconomic theory without the steep barriers of a fully technical graduate text. Advanced undergraduates, master's students in economics or public policy, and practitioners working in government, international organizations, or central banking will benefit most from its approach. The book is especially useful for readers who need to understand how macro models inform real policy choices, not just how to manipulate equations. Its main strength is that it combines accessibility with intellectual seriousness. It simplifies without trivializing, and it stays close to the core frameworks used in research and policy analysis. Compared with many textbooks in the field, it stands out for its practical orientation, its emphasis on dynamic optimization and growth, and its effort to connect theory to fiscal and monetary issues that matter in current debates. That balance makes it a distinctive and durable reference for anyone who wants to understand modern macroeconomics as both a discipline and a policy tool. If you would like to support Felipe Campante, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.